Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born January 22nd in Denver, Colorado. A graduate of Princeton University and the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, he worked as a licensed MD before choosing a career in stand-up comedy, working with the famed Groundlings improv group and performing on numerous USO tours. He won season 15 of Celebrity Apprentice. You know him as the co-host of the hit NBC series, American Ninja Warrior, and now you can see him every Monday night as the new host of the A&E show, Live Rescue. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Matt Eisner.
Cure any incurable diseases or start dating a supermodel these days? What else are you doing, Eisman?
Listen, I just spent my weekend at a golf tournament for cystic fibrosis defiling Pinehurst. I did not do anything worthy. We tried to raise some money, and in the meantime, I watched my teammate snap his sand wedge in frustration, partially because he had to watch me play. So, no, nothing good. I'm glad to be. I'm in New York, though. We're getting ready to Live Rescue Live tonight.
That'll be fun. And it's, I was checking out some of the Live Rescue stuff, the drunk with the bloody nose. I used to ride the ambulance. I was a paramedic back in the day before I got into
that, Johnny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's uncanny. And that's one of the coolest things, I think, about the show. So for those who don't know, it's kind of a spinoff of Live PD, but on Live Rescue, we're following firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. And it gives such a glimpse into what the life of and these people on the ambulance is, because, you know, so often when we're watching a video on Facebook and you see a firefighter or someone come in to offer assistance, you don't see the hours leading up to it. You know, when they're in the station house or they're riding around or all the calls leading up, sure, to it. The fact that after this moment, they come out of a burning house, a lot of times they got to go back in the field. Their shift isn't done. And our show gives a little glimpse of what that life is like. And to me, it's extraordinary what they do. And with the show, you often see people having their worst moments, the patients. But you also get to see people at their best, and these first responders coming in, sure, to help them. It's amazing.
I wish you guys had a camera crew back when I was working. We ran this. It was the middle of the day. It was a pretty rough project over in KCK, and we went inside. It was a kid with a febrile seizure. Went in there. The kid actually was fine. It didn't, not a high temperature. Just about the time we were talking to the hospital, and they send the kid POV. Then we hear the ambulance like start up, and I'm like, and I don't want to say the guy's name. I go, would you roll the batteries off? He was driving that day, because you either take the keys or you roll the batteries. No. So tool bag doesn't do that. They take off up the street. They're after a drug box. There is no drug box in our unit. Uh-huh. Now they're mad. They pull out and they start shooting holes in the ambulance. And I could see it happening down the street. So we're calling 911 like, hey, man, they're shooting holes. It's about a block away. The ambulance catches fire. Now it's on fire. These guys walk down and put one right through the window of this house. Now I'm laying on this nasty carpet floor wearing polyester pants thinking, this is how it ends, mm-hmm, huh? This is how my day ends. We get back. The owner of the company.
The story, and everybody who's ever been in a bus, you know, they call them the bus, the ambulance.
Yeah.
That they all have stories. Maybe not that dramatic.
Yeah.
But everyone's got a story about something that goes on. And that's, you know, we definitely had some heavy moments on the show, but you got some light ones too. And, you know, the other thing that's crazy is how the patients, the female patients, will flirt with a lot of these firefighters and paramedics.
Oh, yes.
They tend to be some sharp-looking dudes who, you know, Sticks. So Sean Sticks Larkin's with us all the time, representing the voice of the police. And he always says, man, these firefighters, they do push-ups and get to be in calendars. We're out here doing the work. A little rivalry between policemen and firemen. I think the policemen are jealous that the firemen get all the ladies.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sticks, I think he's doing okay in the lady department. I think he may have one or two. Yeah.
Sticks is doing okay. It's been fun. We actually have a guy in from St. Louis, Garen Mosby, who's a captain in their fire department, who's been sitting in with us last week, and he'll be again tonight. And it's really fun, you know, when we get to have people who know some of the people who are who've been there, who know the city, who know what's running. That's the same thing with Sticks, where he came from Tulsa. He was actually online PD. They were following him. And it's amazing to see these people come in from the fields who are still working. Like, you know, you mentioned I'm a doctor, but it's been a while since I've been in practice. So to have people who sure. are doing this now giving us the insight, it's kind of edge of your seat TV because it's like sports.
Yeah.
There isn't much where you really don't know what's going to happen, and this show is certainly that.
Well, and listen, you know from being a physician, there's a certain dark humor that goes along with anything in the emergency field because that's how you let steam off and you don't end up in a decompression session drinking at 7 a.m. when your shift ends, because those are your two choices, man. You're either going to drink it out or you're gonna laugh it out while you're working. And now are you guys going to, because we live in such a politically correct world now, the truth is, if you find a body in the water, you refer to it as a floater. I know that that does not make you happy if you're outside of the industry, but these are the little jokes or the little things to let the pressure off as you go along, because it is intense. It's life and death. A lot of it's tragic, and a lot of it's heavy, and a lot of it's dangerous. And these are just regular human beings. So do you let the...
Well, you just said it, Johnny. That's the thing to me that's so easy to forget is, and I think that this show gives a little more context, is that these are human beings. These are people who have families, who have lives, who just happen to 3 days a week for 8 to 12 hours choose to do something where they may have to put their lives in the line to help us. And it is extraordinary what they do. And you're right. There is, you know, the gallows humor, that dark humor of this is how you cope with unimaginably stressful, heavy life and death situations. So, you know, we always want to give context. And I think that's the job of Sticks and Captain Mosby and me, is to give some context if any of that is on the air, to understand that when people, you know, if these first responders are making a joke, this is them. This is therapy. This is how you deal with these moments that would break an average person that they deal with on a regular basis. So, and that's the thing. With the show, we always want to be faithful because we know people, we're getting an unbelievable glimpse at some people who may be having the worst day of their lives. And so with the show, we want to try to be respectful, and we want to paint a fuller picture of what goes on for these people, these patients, and for the first responders.
Yeah, no, and there's some heavy moments. And trust me, we could do the stories all day, but the new stories, the stories you haven't heard yet or seen yet, are now happening live rescue Mondays, 8 o'clock Kansas City time on A&E, and I think it'll be great. Stick's a great friend. He's just down the road in Oklahoma, and you're a friend and family, and so it's fun to see all you guys get together and create these shows, because I think they're all fantastic.
Thank you, John. And, I got to say, I I'm from Denver. You know I'm a Broncos fan. And this pains me to say it after you guys smoked us on Thursday. But I want to send good thoughts and well wishes to Patrick Mahomes, because I think that guy is an unbelievable talent. And I hope he's – and as a Broncos fan, it pains me to say it, but I think that guy is the future of the AFC and maybe the NFL. So I hope he gets well. I have a feeling it'll be at our expense. But I think Kansas City, you guys – when he gets right, you're getting rings. Yeah. I think you're getting rings with this guy, multiple.
Now, and he's a really good human being. He's the kind of guy you go, man, now that's why I get.
Idea.
Yeah, I get kids. It's okay to love him. It's okay to, he's going to set a good example by being a good example.
He made a Broncos fan cheer for him, so he's doing something right.
All right, Iceman. Hey, listen, the door's always open anytime, man, whatever you've got.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, my brother. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.